There was good news for industry in the Mid-Atlantic today. The Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia says manufacturing activity in that region has now increased for 3 months in a row. That hasn't stopped a steady erosion in the American manufacturing base nationwide. Machine tool makers have been especially hard hit by competition from abroad, and many have gone out of business. NPR's Jim Zeroli visited one company in Connecticut to see how it's weathering the downturn.
This is our Producto facility.
Dan Griffith steps from the bright sunshine of a Connecticut morning into the musty, dim light of an enormous factory. This is the Producto Machine Tool Company in the faded manufacturing city of Bridgeport. And Griffith, the company's vice president, is walking the factory floor. He stops to talk to a worker polishing a steel mold with a small brush.
What kind of a part is this? What are we making here?
The mold will be used to make plastic salad bowls. Producto makes parts used to manufacture everything from shampoo bottles to bullet casings. It also has another division, the Moore Precision Tool Company, that makes the machines that make those parts. The company has been in this building since the 1950s, but now it's shutting the plant and moving workers to its other facility across town.
We're downsizing this side of the business, so the equipment that we don't take, we will sell off.
Yeah, and why are you doing that?
We're doing that for economic reasons and to better utilize the facilities that we do have, and we're downsizing the business to strategically put us in a position where we can make a profit and recognize that the industry has changed.
That's an understatement. Revenues in the machine tool industry have fallen 60% in 5 years. Major companies like Illinois-based Ingersoll have gone into bankruptcy. Because machine tools are closely tied to manufacturing, the industry's fortunes decline when the economy does. Factories operating below capacity are less likely to buy new molds and parts. But the company's CEO, Newman Marsilius, says what's happening to the industry these days is not just a cyclical downturn.
I've been in this industry for 30 years. This is probably the third major business cycle that we've seen in the last 30 years. This one we think is a little bit different.
Marsilius says many U.S. manufacturers are shifting production to Asia, especially China. And when they do, they tend to buy their machine tools there as well. Marsilius' company has pursued new customers like battery makers who are highly automated and don't need to rush to low-wage countries. But he has to compete much harder for business.
All of us that are in the market recognize that there are fewer opportunities to sell, so we tend to get more aggressive without a lot of prodding from our customers.
And customers are demanding lower prices. One big customer, General Electric, awards contracts through a kind of reverse auction. Companies can go to a website to see what their competitors have bid for work and bid lower if they want. With prices falling, the company's revenues have dropped by a third in just 3 years. The company has laid off almost half of its workforce in 5 years. Those who remain must do many more jobs. Bill Saunders runs a computerized machining unit in the main plant, a job that requires constant technical training. He makes almost $19 an hour, but wages have been flat for 2 years.
It pays the bills. That's all I can say. I look at the postman, I look at my friend who works at Stop and Shop playing oranges, making nearly $6 an hour more, and I say, why should I have to do all this math? You know what I'm saying?
As manufacturers have gone overseas, the company has followed them. It has an office in China and has sold 180 machines there. But the Chinese market is not without challenges. Dan Griffith is meeting with a half dozen employees in a glass-walled conference room. The company has sold one of its machines to a Chinese winemaker, but the sale has been held up for 13 months because its Swiss partner was forced into bankruptcy. Griffith is anxious to complete the sale before the current quarter ends on September 30th to keep the company's banks happy.
Yeah, but we want to make sure we have somebody there so that they know they have to get this work done. Mm-hmm. We leave it to them.
They may do nothing.
Right, but yeah. Nothing may happen.
After the meeting breaks up, CEO Newman Marsilius sits at the round conference table. He says he'd like to do more business in China, but because many of his products have military uses, the U.S. government strictly controls what it can export. Marsilius says he understands security concerns, but he points out that many of the products he's barred from selling can be readily purchased from his European competitors.
In this particular instance, the only person the government is hurting is us, our company. They're not denying them access to the technology. The Chinese company is just simply going to a competitor in another country and getting that technology from them.
Recently, some members of Congress have proposed a requirement that all machine tool parts for defense contracts be U.S.-made. That would help Producto and Moore, which does some defense work. The Pentagon says such a rule would greatly complicate weapons procurement. Still, as U.S. manufacturing jobs race to China, lawmakers face growing pressure to help the industry and keep companies like Producto and Moore in business. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.